Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your need. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll-free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. And right now, I have to tell you folks, we are in our home in Eustis, Florida. That's Lynn and my home. And, Lynn, are you there?
Yes, I am, Michael.
Good.
Welcome, Michael.
Welcome, Lynn, to the Blind Beyond radio show. And as our co-host, I want to thank you for joining us and thanking you. You don't have to drive me to the show, at least you're here. Funny.
That's right. And when you do the shout-outs, Michael, I have to do one shout-out, okay? By the way,
okay.
Welcome, everybody, to the April 12th edition, 2020, the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're here. We're back.
And I want to welcome our other co-host tonight, Big Dave. David Hildebrand, are you there, Dave?
I am here indeed, remotely from beautiful downtown Fern Park, Florida. Good evening, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. Happy quarantine Sunday, and happy Easter, Passover, and happy spring.
Yeah, I was just going to say that to all the folks that are having it in our, well, I thank you so much for having us in your home. Welcome on Easter Sunday. I want to say happy Easter to our non-Jewish friends. And our Jewish friends, I want to thank you to our people that are enjoying Passover. Folks, before I begin the show, let me explain something to you. I want to apologize to the folks from last week. I got really yelled at last week for being so rude and crude. My wife yelled at me pretty good. I want to apologize to my listeners and my friends. I didn't do it on purpose, but I do thank you for putting up with me. I appreciate it so much. So again, thank you so much for being a great, great listeners that you are. I also want to give a big shout out today. We have a new listener. Well, I don't know if she's listening yet. She's only 2 days old. It's Lynn and my great, listen to this words, great grandchild. That's right. My granddaughter had a daughter, and she's our great granddaughter. Her name is Eliano. That's right.
Okay, Eliana
for short.
Eliana Charlotte.
Eliana Charlotte. Yep. And she lives in outside of Philadelphia with her mother, Haley.
And she's precious.
And she's precious, yes. Also, we want to give a shout out to some folks right now that are under the weather. I'm going to use those words. I'm hoping that they. David, why don't you say about your friend first?
Well, I definitely want to. Yeah, definitely a shout out and a prayer out to a dear friend of mine that was actually a guest on the show one time when Michael was out. He came down with me, my buddy Brian Carling, bass player in my band.
he doesn't have the virus. He actually has he has brain cancer, and unfortunately, it doesn't look good for Bryce. So our heart goes out to him and his family, and we just hope that he's comfortable and that God gives his family strength to get through it. So
yes.
And anyone else out there that of course is sick or that's fighting the virus, even we pray.
Yeah, if you have any, I want to talk to our listeners now. If you have any friends, family that are ill right now, and you want to give a shout out, and let's give a prayer to them, please call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Hope you can call in.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted you to know that I had two shout-outs, well, actually three. The first one is it's a cute one. I just wanted to give a shout-out to our dear friend, actually she's like family, to Nancy, who's around the corner, but we can't see each other because of the virus. So, Nancy, miss you. Sorry I haven't called, but very busy.
Hey, Nancy.
And then the other shout-outs are for Maddie. I understand she fell down. Maddie, our friend Maddie, who's a loyal listener in Orlando, and her friend Craig is under the weather. But we're giving a shout out to them and hope they're both feeling better soon.
I hope so. While I'm thinking about it, if I may, I want to give it a shout out to my dear friend Mr. French, because his wife and our friend Olive is also right now in a rehab assisted living type facility, and he can't even see her because of the virus. So I want to give a shout out to Mr. French because I know he listens and likes the show.
And I don't know, maybe Chris has some shout outs.
What do you
Chris,
think,
you
Chris?
Got any shout outs?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
I didn't introduce Chris anyway. Chris. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I got it.
Chris Shaw, our producer. Without him, there's no show. Chris Shaw.
Listen,
you there, Chris?
I love you guys, man. To you, and definitely to you, I'm giving a shout out to each and every last one of you. Thank you.
Hey. There you go. Chris, tell everybody what you did this morning again.
Well, give me one moment. Let me answer the call.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye.
So, folks, if you have any shout-outs that you want to give or prayer to someone that you know that's sick, we would certainly like to give a prayer on the radio to that person if you know someone who's sick.
Well, I hope we don't get any someone calls to that effect, please.
Well, yeah. If we do, then we do. At least people know there's a person that can pray for them. Our phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Call in.
What did you say, David?
It'd be nice to know what they're doing for Easter and Passover, because we know it's bound to be something a little out of the ordinary. I had to catch a Catholic service on the internet. I got started a little late, but I caught part of it at least. So I felt a little touch of normal anyway.
Well, speaking of normal, I saw quite a few posts today on Facebook, and it made me smile that a lot of the parents, their children were in their own backyards doing a little Easter egg hunts.
I know.
That was so cute.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We did about three of them before I left the house with my girls today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Aww.
They was like, Daddy, don't go. We like this. This is fun. I said, I got to go. Sorry. Listen, I got Mike from Aventura, Florida on the phone line with us. Mike, how you doing?
Hi, good morning. Good. Oh, boy.
Well, see, he's still ready for this morning.
Yeah. I want to say hi to everybody. I don't have, I don't know anybody that has the virus whatsoever, thank God.
Good.
But I want to give a shout out to all my friends in the Palm Beaches that listen to the station, that listen to the show. And I have a suggestion. I was wondering, when people call up from different areas of the country that are listening to this station, I mean, to your show, can you say what station they're from? Like, I listen to WFTL and what other stations, you know, because some people may be driving in their car, listening to, and want to know how to pick up the show.
That's true.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening, Mike. Appreciate it.
How you feeling?
Okay. Thank you very much. Coming along.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope you feel better, and I hope everything is okay with you. And
stay healthy.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Mike. Okay. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Okay. I believe we're going to break, Chris, or what? It's 7:15.
Yes, it's time for that break for us to do what we do.
Okie dokie.
Amen.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407. 7-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yes, we are. We are back. This is your host, Michael, and we are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. We are live from Orlando, Florida. If you'd like to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, it's 407-894-1680. if you'd like to give a shout out to someone you know that's feeling under the weather, hope they don't have the virus. And if you're wondering, if you listen to the show for the first time, you're wondering what this is all about, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what we're all about, the bridge. Listen, folks, hope you have AARP if you're over 50, and if not, you should get it. It's a great organization, AARP. Right now on the line, we have Justin Williams. Justin, are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys doing today?
All right, yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm in Columbia, South Carolina.
Where are you calling from, Justin Williams? Where are you calling from? South Carolina.
Columbia, South Carolina.
What'd you say? South Carolina.
South Carolina. Or they actually say South Kakalaki, too.
Well, I heard of North Carolina. I didn't know if there was a South Carolina. There's a North Carolina. I didn't know if there's South,
North,
too, huh?
There's a South. The North Carolina might be
South.
More popular.
Yeah. So tell me this. When did you become, I understand you're visually impaired. When did you become visually impaired?
I was born with a visual disability. So I was born, and I was born in 79, person who's blind.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you another question. Do you belong to AARP?
I don't. I'm still young.
Well, you don't. Well, you should. Do you know about AARP? Do you know about the organization?
Well, I think it's for 50 and older, and I'm 40. So,
oh, you're only 40. Oh, I thought you're over 50. I'm sorry. You're a youngster. I thought you were over 50. Oh, okay.
No, that's all right.
You're only
40.
Okay. I didn't know. I thought you were over 50.
I'm only 40.
Oh, okay.
When I'm 50, I'll sign up for AARP, though, because from what I understand, it's actually a great organization.
A great organization, absolutely. So tell me this. Tell us a little about yourself. The folks would like to know a little about yourself. Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I am a person who's blind, live in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm like some of you out here, I went to college, you know, but I did that college stuff without being able to see. So I had to, you know, finagle my way through all the disability offices and a whole bit. And I've worked probably 13 years or so in the disability field, and I've got 2 master's degrees.
I assume you know Braille, right? I assume you know Braille.
I do. I am a fluid Braille reader from birth. I mean, not from birth, but you know what I mean. I learned when I was a kid. So, yes, I actually have a Braille display sitting right up here hooked to my computer. I wouldn't go anywhere without it, you know.
Do you have Duxbury products? Do you have Duxbury products?
I have a Braille display. I don't have any Duxbury products, but I have a Focus 40 Braille display from, you know, I call it Freedom Scientific, but, you know, I think it's Prespero or however you say it now.
You said you have 2 master's degrees. That's wonderful. What are they in? What were the topics, the subjects?
Higher education and student affairs and vocational rehabilitation counseling. I just got the vocational rehabilitation counseling a few years ago.
Our daughter has her master's in student affairs also. She was the dean.
Outstanding. Yep. Well, that's good. That's real good.
Yeah.
But I've got the sitting right up here with the Braille display right here. So you're right, sir. I read Braille.
Okay.
It's actually important. Very good skill. Very important skill. And used it a good bit in school, actually, to help me out when I was getting my vocational rehabilitation degree. I actually used it some when I needed to kind of read notes, and always had it in class with me. So,
Justin, did you meet David, our co-host?
I have not. I met Chris.
And he uses Braille, too.
Hey, Justin, this is Dave. How are you?
Hello, Dave. It's Justin.
Hey,
good to meet you.
Good to meet you, man. Another Braille reader.
Yeah, another Braille reader. You're right about that.
And truthfully, I couldn't do without mine. I've got one that links up to my Bluetooth to the phone, just a small one, and it's a lifesaver for sure.
Yeah, for when you need to read notes or little things, you know. I use a lot of computer stuff, but, man, it's nothing like it. When you just need to read something, can't beat it.
Especially for being portable.
Jason, tell me about what's going on in South Carolina as far as this terrible epidemic here.
What's going on in South Carolina? We are, everything is shut down that's not essential, is how he's doing it. And then, so you can go places. You just, it's, you can go, like, you got to have, I guess, a reason. So you can go to see family, or you can go to work, or go to the grocery store. But really, that's what it is. Everything is shut down that's non-essential.
In our neck of the woods, so, starting tomorrow, you have to wear a mask. If you, otherwise, you get a $600 fine if you don't wear a mask in Central Florida. You don't wear a mask.
Okay.
When you go out, you get a $600 fine. That's starting tomorrow.
Well, I've got a mask.
I don't know if our listeners all know about that. Huh?
We're not quite. We're not there yet. We're not on that yet, but I got a mask. So. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that myself, Michael.
Well, I'm just telling you a fact. You go out tomorrow, you and Brenda, and you're out there, you can get a fine. They see it. No mask.
Well, like Michael, I thought we were told that was Osceola, Seminole, and Orange County, correct? Because it's not.
Well, David lives there. That's where David lives.
But I think it's a good idea anyway. And I wore a mask today when I went out.
Good.
We went out earlier. We just stayed in our car. But still, I wore a mask just out of respect for the person that was bringing the stuff to us.
We did, too. Absolutely.
So, nothing wrong with that.
You have to.
So,
Chris, are you wearing a mask, Chris?
So, Justin.
Yes.
You still there?
I am still here.
Okay. So, anything else you want to report in?
What are you doing now, man. Justin, as far as work?
Well, first off, you have a great radio show. I really love the show.
Thank you so much, Justin.
I found out about it. I'm really happy I found out about it. You just learn all kinds of stuff. A little bit, you know, that's a little bit off. I'm on a series of different lists, but you know, this is wonderful that I'm on this radio, that I can listen to your radio show. But
then you can tell your friends about the show.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. We can do that. That is
wonderful.
That is definite.
On.
Absolutely. What was the other question?
I'm sorry. Thank you for coming on, Jason.
Okay.
Justin.
Justin. Yep.
I just wanted to tell you, Justin, and if Ed Hankler is listening, thank you to Ed for introducing us to you. That was very nice. And the other thing is, Justin, if you want to know what's coming on the upcoming show each week, you can just go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and there is a page designated just for that. It says upcoming show highlights. You click on it and you can just read a little bit. It's just a synopsis of what's coming up. And also on our Facebook page every Thursday night, there's a little post and it tells what's coming up for the upcoming show. Just a little FYI. All righty.
Thank you. And a big shout out to Ed Hankler. You're right.
It's time to go to trivia. Thank you very much for Justin for coming on the show.
Anytime.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We're going to go to trivia right now. Thank you. Be well.
All right.
God bless you. Stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Bye-bye. Right now, we're going to trivia. Trivia time. Some phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
This is mine.
Okay, Lynn, I hear you.
And I didn't know he was my age.
Really?
Oh,
Okay, that's enough. Phone number 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? Anybody know it? 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song?
That's a gimme right there. That's a gimme. That's a gimme. It is a surprise. I wasn't expecting that from you, Lynn. Not at all.
So nice and refined, you know.
Then there you go.
That's all right. We love all the sides of Lynn.
Okay.
All right,
there's a lot of sides.
Let's go to the phone line. We got our good friend up in North Kakalaki, not from South Kakalaki, but North Kakalaki. Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina. Kevin.
He knows it.
There you go.
Kevin.
Hey, Lynn, Michael, David. Hey, David.
Kevin. How are you feeling,
Kevin? We were wondering about you. How are you feeling, Kevin?
Oh, I'm feeling fine. But, hey, David, why didn't you take out the dirty laundry at Billy Squire?
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What did he say?
Billy Squire.
Yeah.
Oh, he got it. Kevin got it. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. Kevin got the song.
Can you tell? I don't think Michael heard the name of this. Kevin, did you hear the name of this? I mean, do you know the name of the song?
Oh, I forget the name of the song, but I know the voice.
You got Billy Squire.
I just wondered
if
he knew the voice. Yeah,
he knows the voice.
But you just won yourself
a $10 gift card from Subway. Maybe someday you'll get it.
Yeah.
In about 2-3 weeks,
you'll
get it.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. Yep. Well, did you catch the part where I told Dave to take out dirty laundry?
Yeah, I heard that.
That's how I recognize the voice there.
There you go. You got it. You got it pegged, my friend.
Well, you stay now. Be safe, Kevin. Thank you so much, Michael.
The song is Lonely as the Night.
Okay. Kevin, you be safe and be well and happy Easter, Kevin.
Yeah, you too. And don't forget to count to Omar.
Okay, take care.
Okay, catch you later.
Take care, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy that sub.
Yeah.
Enjoy Subway. Yep.
In the future.
Yeah, sometime in the future.
TBD. TBD.
To be determined.
It will be determined, though.
Yes, right. Hey, Chris, we got time to do another trivia back-to-back?
Yep, we do.
I'm asking Chris. Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here. Great. I was talking to a caller.
Oh, I'm talking to a caller? Okay.
Yeah, but she said she heard that we got a winner, and she said she'll call back. I said, no, you can stay on. She said she'll call back. She's going to get the next one.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, we're clear to take callers now. We have time to take a lot of callers.
Yeah, so I did tell our good friend over from Vancouver to give us a call back because he was ready to go in with you.
Okay.
Vancouver.
Okay, let's go to next trivia. Trivia time. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
We want to get rid of stuff.
Yeah, he's just trying to win, make everybody a winner today.
There you go. Yeah.
He's in a giving mode. Let me play.
One of my favorite songs. There we go. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Michael King right now.
Absolutely.
It was a girl, too. I'll give you that hint.
No kidding. It was a girl. No kidding. No sense.
Hey, David. Well, I don't want to forget. I don't
All right, so
I want you to. Oh, never mind.
Okay, so I got the phone lines are loaded real quick.
All right.
We got about let's do about a seven. Let's do this in 3 minutes. See if we can do this in 3 minutes. We're going to go all the way right here to Central Florida, Orlando, and talk with Mama Rose. Mama Rose, how you doing?
Hi.
All right, so Mama Rose.
That's right. Close enough.
Where are you calling from?
Orlando.
Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
My favorite.
You can buy Sonny's Barbecue.
My favorite. I'm
excited.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're more than welcome.
All right, Mama Rose, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right, Mom?
Were you a first-time caller? Because I never heard the name before.
No, Michael.
Oh, no?
You called me before. I never heard the name.
Okay.
Yes, you have.
All right, so.
You forgot.
Let's go over to Delray Beach, Florida, and talk with our good friend William from Delray Beach. I think he was calling in for trivia. William, are you there?
Hi, William.
Hi, William. Happy Easter, William.
All right, and William is gone. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take our break. We're going to come back from our break and talk with our good friend, the one and only from Vancouver, Washington.
Okay.
What happened to Bill?
Cool. He hung up. Okay. He heard you on the show and hung up. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Brian Beyond right here. So don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer. Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Harvard. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beep baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you don't belong to AARP, and if you're over 50, you should. It's a great organization. Hope you can join. We're not talking
Michael,
about it. Not expensive.
Michael,
what?
All they have to do is go to our website to the advertiser page. It's right there. They click on it, and it's a special page just for Blind and Beyond listeners. Go right there to join. Yep.
It's a great organization, AARP, that's for sure. If you're over 50, I can tell you something. They do so much in the community, especially if you're a senior citizen. It's
they
unbelievable.
They advocate for the seniors, absolutely. Yep.
And the well, we have a caller on the line right now calling us from Vancouver, Washington. His name is, I believe, Dave. Dave, are you on the line from Vancouver, Washington?
I am. How are you guys doing?
Happy Easter to you. Happy Easter, Gabe. Hey, happy Easter.
You too. Happy Easter.
Did you do something nice today? Yeah.
Well, you know what? We couldn't really do anything. We couldn't really go anywhere because
right.
We can't leave our house due to the stay-at-home order, but I just played outside, and guess what? It actually got up to almost 70 today.
Wow.
You've been nice and good to your mama? Yes.
Did you tell her Happy Easter?
I did.
Oh, good. You still have school?
You
still have school?
What's that?
You still have school?
You know what? I'm glad you asked. I actually do. I've been taking some classes online.
How's it going? Oh,
but you don't go to the building now, right?
No, nobody does.
But you know, the whole school actually got shut down.
Why? Because of you? Because of you? They shut it down because of you?
Because of the outbreak.
Oh, yeah?
It's really something. So you're taking online classes. How's that working out?
You know what? It's working out really good, actually. You know, the good news is...
So that's
great. Normally the school... What's that?
I said, that's great. That's what our granddaughter's doing that also. She's getting her assignments online from the teacher at the school.
I know. Because, you know, I hope I have time to say this, because I know that you're on a time crunch.
No, but, that's okay.
I was going to say that the cool part about doing school online is, you know, during the school day, school starts around 7:45, and it goes till 3:15. But, you know,
online?
Taking class,
wow.
But
no,
since we've been taking classes online, the good news is that school doesn't even start till, 9:45, and then we go until 3 o'clock. But we have a lot. I know, but
that's
we have
a long day.
Of breaks.
So you can sleep a little later.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
I know. I don't.
You know what, Gabe?
Yes?
Gabe, I read something funny on Facebook. A young man like you was taking his classes in the other room online, and he sends a note to his mother, and he says, "Mom, I missed the bus, so I can't go to school today." Meanwhile, he was home.
That is really funny. But I
can't get away with that.
I didn't believe him because the bus wasn't even supposed to come.
Well, we appreciate you calling, Gabe.
Thanks for calling, Gabe. Again, happy Easter, Gabe.
Thank you so much question. I will call you guys next week.
Okay. You stay well, Gabe. Stay well.
Tell Mommy happy Easter for us.
What's that?
He's a loyal caller.
I said your mother happy Easter, honey.
I will.
Okay.
All right. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye, Gabe.
Bye.
Hey, folks, if you want to call the show, please do now. We have open lines. You can call in if you have something you want to say. If you want to give a prayer to someone that you know, hopefully they're not sick with the virus, but if they have a problem, if they're in the hospital, now's the time to call in. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Again, everybody who's celebrating Easter, enjoy Easter. And those folks that are Jewish, that are enjoying Passover, well, hope you're not eating too much matzah.
Tell us how you're
celebrating. Phone number is 407-894-1680. What are you saying?
Tell us how you're celebrating the holiday.
I'm listening to my bride, my wife.
Not you. I'm talking about the callers.
Yeah, he meant the callers, not you.
Oh, he meant the callers. Okay, I thought you meant me. Okay.
David, you have to be target specific here.
Yeah, I know. You're right. So do we have time for me to bring up something real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, David.
Something I wanted to mention about Easter and the Easter, Passover, and just springtime in general is a lot of times is a time for renewal, a time for cleaning up, getting rid of the old stuff, getting and cleaning it up and getting new stuff. And it's also important, especially around this time of year, if you have a friend or someone that you've had a falling out with, a bad relationship, now is the time to put that on the back burner, to give him a call, her a call, let him know it's not a big deal. It's water under the bridge. Let's forget it. And because I actually know some friends, and I'm sure it's happened to everybody over time, where you may have been mad at somebody, something happens, and all of a sudden you're not able to take back those things, or you're not able to carry on the relationship. You wonder what happened to this person or whatever. So now's the time. You got your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad that you've had a falling out with. It doesn't hurt. Give them a call. Tell them, you know, I'm sorry. Or just say, hey, it doesn't matter. Let's make up. And you don't have to be friends, but you can still make up.
I don't want to be making up with nobody, especially if they got bad breath.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Provide for to make up with you. But I understand what you're saying, though. Listen, we got two callers on the phone line. Let's go over to Orlando. Go over to Orlando, Florida, and let's talk with the one and only, the most intelligent woman that you'll ever meet. The one and only Dr. Sheila. Sheila, how you doing?
Wow, Sheila.
Wow, that's some intro.
Yeah.
Happy Easter, Sheila, girl.
Happy Easter, Sheila.
Live up to that intro.
Hello, doctor.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter. Another year, right, Sheila?
Yes,
happy
ma'am.
Easter.
I just, yeah. All of my company just laughed. My sister and my brother-in-law and my grandson and my son and my daughter-in-law.
Oh, wow.
And we had lots of good food and lots of fun and Jacob colored eggs. And we just had such a delightful day. So thank you, Dave, for taking tonight for me.
All right, my pleasure.
I just wanted to call in, and Dave, you are so right. We need to just say the hell with everything, and let's just start new. So
happy Easter, and
happy spring to everybody, and happy Passover to all of those that...
Well, thank you, and same to you, Sheila.
So you guys take care, and I'll talk to you next week.
Hey, Okey-dokey. Sheila, be safe and be well.
I will.
Thank you, Sheila. You're the best.
Bye.
Who else on the line? Anybody else on the line?
All right. So there's this little town up in Pennsylvania called Stewarttown. And there's a gentleman by the name of Preston, all the way from Stewarttown, Pennsylvania, giving us a call just to say what's up. Stuart.
Really?
I mean, Preston, how you doing?
Hi, Preston.
We're doing good. Happy Easter, everyone. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Happy Easter, Preston.
How's it going?
Thank you very much. I'm doing good.
What town are you calling from in Pennsylvania?
Stuartsville. It sounded like Stuartsville.
Where's that? Where's Stuartsville?
It's actually Stuartstown, and it's south of York.
Oh, you're south of York. Oh, okay.
Yes.
People still live up there, huh? People still live up there in York County.
Yeah.
Okay.
Despite the current situation, we're still going on strong.
There you go. So let me ask you a question. You belong to AARP?
Actually, I do not.
Are you over 50?
I'm actually 25.
Young. You're 45, so you're too young yet. Okay, you're too young to belong to AARP. Okay.
Yeah, 25.
You're 25. Oh, 25. I'm not trying to get personal. I'm just trying to find if you belong to AARP. So you're 25. Oh, you're a young fellow. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So what do you have to? What are you saying up there in York, Pennsylvania area, Stuartsville?
Well, today I did celebrate Easter. I got together with some family. We had some ham, deviled eggs, lamb, mashed potatoes, candy, carrots, and lemon meringue, and chocolate pie, peanut butter pie.
Wow, a feast.
So I'm full.
Yeah, that's some feast.
But as I said last week, I've been, you know, doing my part. Not sure I don't get the virus and stuff, and, you know, I'm still praying that we'll get past this. I know we will.
Are you wearing a mask and gloves up there? Are you wearing a mask and gloves up there?
Well, actually, I don't have my own. Like, I'm in the process of getting my own mask. But I know it's been required. Most of the time, I have been going for stuff, but I've been staying around my place.
You know,
how to make his own mask.
Preston, in the worst case, I was practicing yesterday. I mean, you could just take an old T-shirt and just cut it and, you know, and fold it over, double it, and put some rubber bands around each end and put it over your ear, and that should help you. I mean, anything is better than nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, just take an old T-shirt, cut it up. The whole idea is that you have your mouth and your nose covered so you don't breathe in the molecules and or exhale to somebody else. So you need to be covered when you go out. It's very important.
Yes.
Okay.
I will keep
your idea
in mind. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Preston.
Hey, Preston, thank you so much. Lynn, when was the last time you heard somebody say ma'am besides me?
Hey, what?
When was the last time When was the last time you heard somebody say ma'am besides me?
Oh, ma'am. That's what I said. Say what? Like, say which word? I couldn't hear.
Right.
Oh, ma'am? Yeah, not very often.
It's been very nice, though.
So, yes. Preston is a scholar.
That's why he's from York County. That's why he's from York County. It does matter.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
Actually, I noticed that all of Dad's caregivers in the Leesburg area that would come into the house, they all called me ma'am.
See?
It just was unbelievable.
Shocking,
all
right?
So polite. They call me ma'am. Yep. So I have heard it often.
Interesting. All right. Well, absolutely, guys. We'll be back next week, Lord willing.
Okie dokie. Good night, Preston.
Stay tuned. Tell your friends about the show up there in Pennsylvania.
We'll do.
Oh, it's getting close to the bewitching hour, Michael. I got to keep my mic on mute.
Alexa, hang up.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And by the way, folks, if you missed any part of the show, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We've got over 200 shows you can listen to. If you missed any part of this show, you can listen to it. And at the same time, read what's going on. Okay? Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Oh, by the way, if you want to write to us, love to hear if you want to write to us and tell us something. Maybe you got something to report. Write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. you know, we'd like to hear from you wherever you are in this country. We just heard from York County, Pennsylvania. That was nice, Preston. So if you got something to say about anybody, maybe you want to give a prayer to anybody that you know who's sick, call in. You can call back after the top of the hour and call in as well. Call in 407-894-1680. We're going to go to break. Stay tuned for the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you want to call in, say right. something, we'd love it.
You want? We're taking a five-minute break?
We're going to break. 407-894-1680. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.